Now, the Czech Republic may be about to face one of the biggest corruption scandals in the country's history. Britain's Serious Fraud Office is running an investigation to determine whether or not Czech politicians accepted bribes from one of the British Army's main arms suppliers, BAE Systems. Dita Asiedu reports.
In 2002, the government, headed by Social Democrat Miloš Zeman, decided to replace the army's aging fleet of MiG-21s with 24 Gripen fighter jets from the British-Swedish consortium BAE Systems, Saab. The cabinet approved the 60 billion crown, or 2.8 billion US dollar purchasing contract in April, but failed to get the green light from the Senate. But a closer look into the accounts of BAE Systems has the British Serious Fraud Office suspecting that the company spent large amounts of money on bribes in an effort to get Czech politicians to support the deal. The case is now under investigation by anti-corruption police departments in the Czech Republic, Britain and Sweden. Speaking to Czech television, former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman did not rule out that the deal may have been corrupt.
I knew nothing about this and would have made sure that the contract was not approved by my government if I'd found out.
But charges of corruption were already filed in the Czech Republic back in November 2002. The then Civic Democratic Alliance Senator Michal Jantowski reported to the police that his party was offered 10 million Swedish crowns in return for his vote. The case was shelved a few months later for a lack of evidence. The Civic Democratic Senator Przemysl Sobotka now says he was made a similar offer. This week, the Swedish press reported it had the names of three agents who served as middlemen. One of them, Otto Jelinek, served the Czech Republic as International Coordinator for Economic Activities last year. Mr. Jelinek has not commented on the allegations. David Ondráčka of the corruption watchdog Transparency International in Prague has been following the case. Should the investigations confirm the suspicions, the country will have to brace itself for serious consequences, he says.
The reputation of the country would be harmed seriously. Czech Republic will be seen as a country which is not able to proceed defense contract in a clean way, and that's why it will need to draw some consequences of it. Definitely those people will have to leave their posts and potentially there will be criminal proceedings. In my view, this is one of the major corruption cases in the Czech history, and that's why it's very necessary that the investigation will proceed smoothly and will come to a successful end. It's important for the country.
In 2004, in a 20 billion crown 10-year deal, the Czech army signed a contract with BAE Systems Saab to lease, rather than purchase, 14 Gripen fighter jets. The Swedish media reported on Tuesday that it suspects this deal too was corrupt.